Ramirez, one of the lowest ERAs on the team, does not qualify to lead the Carolina League as he'll miss on a fastball outside. No breaking balls as of yet offered from Ramirez. But a 0.69 ERA for Ramirez. He'll miss outside yet again on yet another fastball. Seven pitches, six of them have been balls. All pitches have been fastballs out of the hand of Jose Ramirez. Is a fastball predominant pitcher, doesn't really throw too many off speeds, if any, as a called strike will finally catch outside. But that makes him really hittable too. But we haven't seen that this season. Ramirez with a sub one ERA through 13 innings of work so far. Inside, another ball, 91 mile per hour. 3-1 hitters count to Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman for Fayetteville.
Whitaker didn't play yesterday. Back in there today. Played in game one on Tuesday.
Got taken out after a double. Is currently on a 13-game hitting streak. Pickoff attempt back. Clifford is in safely. One thing for Tyler Whitaker is he did not strike out 2 days ago, which snapped a 12-game strikeout streak. He'll ground one over to Ravello at short. Flips onto Seamus for one over to first. A double play, 6-4-3. And immediately chops down Clifford, the runner at first base. So while we have a second, we'll take you through the starting batting order for Fayetteville. We saw Ryan Clifford and Tyler Whitaker takes their at-bats. Zach Cole steps in. Narbe Cruz, Ricardo Ballo, John Garcia, Garrett McGowan, Sandro Gaston, and Leostani Molina round things out in the Fayetteville batting order. First off-speed in at 82, a called strike outside as Ramirez flying through these pitches, ground ball foul up the first baseline. 3 minutes gone in today's game. First pitch was at 7:05, and festivities got started here in a very special way. First pitch was offered by Mac Jansen, the captain of the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, the local professional hockey team here. Foul ball just trickling up the first baseline. Who we mentioned 2 nights ago won the President's Cup with an overtime win over the Birmingham Bulls. Jansen put in the game winner to win the President's Cup. The cup is in the building tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Inside nearly hits Cole, puts the count to 1-2.
Yeah, crazy thing is, too, you know, it took a little bit of an extra effort that maybe wasn't necessary, right? Birmingham scored their first goal of the game with 11 seconds remaining in the third period to force overtime.
Ground ball heading to second. Seamus out of position, but the throw onto first doing the splits is Mexicano to get the beer mongers out of the inning. What an effort as we're through just 3 outs of this ballgame. Stay tuned, a lot more to come when we come back on MILB TV.
He was in a bit of a slump, got a hit the other night, didn't play last night. Rung up looking here, though, instead.
Yeah, he takes a strike looking. Nolan DeVos claims his first victim as Coffey goes down on strikes. Rest of the way through the Salem batting order, we saw Coffey. Miguel Blaise steps into the batter's box, followed by Alan Castro, Luis Ravello, Ronald Rosario, Juan Chacon, Yorberto Mexicano, Albert Feliz, and Carson Seamus rounding out the batting order for Salem. Called strike upstairs, an 86 mile per hour pitch from DeVos.
It's interesting to see Seamus playing over at second today, but just made a really sharp play. Read a ball really nice to get the inning ending out on the 4-3 putout.
Ball outside will make it a 1-1 count. In the field for Fayetteville, in the outfield from left to right, Clifford, Cole, and McGowan in the infield from left to right at third, Whitaker, shortstop Molina, second base, Cruz, and Ballo over at first. A ball downstairs, received by the catcher Garcia from the pitcher Nolan DeVos. Well, Nolan DeVos, the fifth round draft pick by the Houston Astros from Harrisburg, North Carolina, gets placed swinging. Foul tip on a 92 mile per hour fastball. Gio, his hometown of Harrisburg, only 2.5 hours away from Fayetteville.
Okay.
Easy for the family to come out and watch the Woodpeckers. 2-2 swung on and missed, and Nolan DeVos will start it out with two Ks, one backwards, one forwards.
It's a good start for DeVos. Salem, like I said, yeah, they scored 12 runs in the last two games, but the bats haven't necessarily been anything dynamite. In fact, they struggled mightily on the road against Delmarva. He got a couple of slumps going on. Coffey was able to get out of it with a single. Roman Anthony, who's not in the lineup tonight, struggled and was hitless against Delmarva in that five-game series. So, again, a handful of guys trying to bounce back a little bit here.
Well, Alan Castro trying to start a two-out rally for Nolan DeVos on the hill. A 3.07 ERA in four appearances, called strike at 92 miles per hour, evens the count to 1-1. Last appeared on April 28th against the Wood Ducks, a four-inning relief appearance in which he held the Wood Ducks to just two hits, striking out five and walking three. Ball skips downstairs, makes it a 2-1 count.
Tyler, what would be your strike call? Would you be the fist, as if it's an out, or would you be, and a lot of softball umpires do the fist. Home plate umpire Shane Sullivan, for those that are listening, is going with the fist tonight, as this one misses inside. Or would you be the two-finger strike to the side? Which one are you?
I would be a fan of a kind of a hybrid.
Okay.
As I'll wait on this 3-1 delivery to Castro. Upstairs, ball four, and Castro gets aboard first base runner for Salem tonight. I would do the one finger to the side for strike one.
Okay.
Two fingers to the side for strike two.
Okay.
And then the fist at where you're almost punching the air, the punch out for strike three.
I agree. What if it's a swinging strike, not a looking strike?
Do you have to give a hand signal for that? If it's a swinging strike?
That's a good question.
We'll have to watch.
The amount of baseball we watch, you'd think we'd like, it's just one of those things you wouldn't pay as much attention to.
We're more or less seeing the swing and not more sort, not paying attention to the umpires. Ball downstairs, runner goes, Castro Ooh. Slides in, but he's tagged out Garcia to Molina for the caught stealing. Salem can't get anything going.
I don't really know why they're booing, to be honest. He was kind of hosed on that one, and he flew a little too far. That dirt is wet, and on top of it, they put a fresh layer right in that base path on second. He kind of glided past it, almost as if he was sliding on turf. I thought the tag was there before he got there as well, so I don't know where the boos come from. Nevertheless, still got a good one.
Well, it's scoreless through an inning of play. Woodpeckers coming back up to bat when we return on MILB TV. Bay Cruz leads off the top of the second inning for Fayetteville. Both teams scoreless after getting a runner aboard in each of their first innings. Fastball inside for a called strike. Then subsequently got that batter who was aboard out, a double play for the Woodpeckers, and caught stealing for the Red Sox / Beer Mongers. Ball downstairs makes it a 1-1. A rebrand on Thirsty Thursdays for the Salem Red Sox for their home games, where they become the Salem Beer Mongers. We saw them don the caps last Thursday, but first time they're wearing the specialty uniforms this season today. 2-1 to Cruz. Called a strike right at the letters. Down the heart of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Cruz has been a dangerous batter. Two home runs this series.
Yeah, he's been the hot stick. No doubt about that.
But he's called out, called strike three. Jose Ramirez gets his first strikeout of the night. It's number 13 on the season. One away here in the top of the second for Fayetteville.
You know, Tyler, I have never partaken in a Thirsty Thursday, but it is a very famous promotion across all of baseball. I mean, all the way up at the MLB level, all the way down through the minor leagues. That is a very common, like, they do, like, dollar beer night, stuff like that. Seems to be very successful in bringing on a crowd.
A couple balls outside to Ballo make it a 2-0 count. But, yeah, you see it almost everywhere. We were talking about the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, who won the President's Cup here in the Roanoke Valley a couple days ago. Grounder to third. Picked up by Coffey. Throw onto first. Gets away over the head of Mexicano. Heading to second is Ricardo Ballo. Throw down to second is not in time. It's a two-base error on a throwing error by Cutter Coffey. Runner in scoring position for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a not an easy throw to make, especially when he made the really sharp backhanded glove, but just threw that one up over the head of Mexicano.
So that two-base error, but the Rail Yard Dogs do a Thirsty Thursday as well, where I know it's at least a $2 beer over there at the Berglund Center.
I was going to say, times have kind of changed a little bit. You once had the dollar beer, now you're up to the, it's a discount if it's a $3 beer.
A wild pitch off of Jose Ramirez allows Ricardo Ballo to get 90 feet away from scratching across the first run of the ballgame. Wild pitches were a common sight yesterday. 10 wild pitches in the game, all of them against Fayetteville.
Yeah, Salem pitched pretty well last night, matter of fact. Ended up with a 13 strikeout outing as a pitching staff. Only walked four. That's pretty darn good. You'll take that all day, but that was not the story for the Woodpeckers. Again, out hit the Sox by four hits and still lost by seven runs.
Well, ball inside, John Garcia. The catcher goes ahead in the count 2-0. Ball outside, now a 3-0 count. Have to expect the red light is on as Ramirez may be starting to lose a bit of that control. You talk about 12 walked batters for Fayetteville yesterday. 10 wild pitches. And then two hit batters as there's a fly ball hit towards deep right. Chacon ranges back. It's in the glove. It's more than deep enough to score Ballo from third. A sacrifice fly to right begins the ball game for the Woodpeckers, a 1-0 lead.
Nice job there out and right, though, by Juan Chacon to continue to range back, stick with it, made a nice catch out towards the wall. So good play and right. Good offense there to grab the sack fly if you're the Woodpeckers.
Brings up Garrett McGowan. First pitch, a called strike outside as it popped off of the glove of Rosario. Ramirez will get an unearned run on his line. We've seen that a lot so far. So his ERA is still sub one despite the run scoring. 0-1 well inside and got away. Luckily for Salem, nobody on the base paths.
TK, you got that whiteout? I have made a mistake in my scoring.
You got it.
Appreciate it. That is what friends are for, folks.
0-1-1 fouled back, makes it a 1-2 count. Fastball from Ramirez. But we were talking about Thirsty Thursdays, and personally, I don't think that should be limited to just alcohol sales. You know, kids are at the ballpark too. Maybe a lemonade is $2. Half off lemonades or unlimited refills. Make it fun for the whole ballpark, not just the adult beverages.
Well, I'll give a slight shout out here to the Syracuse Mets. They are the AAA of the New York Mets. I grew up in Syracuse. They were always the Syracuse Chiefs for a long time, until the Mets bought them out a couple of years ago. But what they would do on dollar beer nights, this was on Thursdays, it was just dollar night at the ballpark. Now it's up to like $2 or $3 night. But it was for the kids and stuff, you could get, and there is a strikeout there, you could get a dollar hot dog, dollar soda, and a dollar beer. That way is the whole family in the event.
Well, there you go. A strikeout swinging for Garrett McGowan ends the inning. Run scores off of Salem Air. 1-0 Woodpeckers, mid 2. We'll be back on MILB TV.
Out there, have no fear. We have moved Star Wars night to be Revenge of the Sixth on Saturday. We thought, well, I shouldn't say we, the organization and everybody in the front office thought that better night for costumes and fireworks. You can really do a whole Star Wars themed night, and you get the best crowds on the weekend. So they are doing Revenge of the Sixth Star Wars night this Saturday. So coming out to the ballpark, you can always still listen to us with the earbuds in.
Yeah. Ronald Rosario, the current batter, has worked himself into a 2-1 count as an 85-mile-per-hour pitch misses low. 1-0 Fayetteville, bottom of the second inning. And stay tuned for our loyal listeners' trivia third inning coming up next.
Yes.
2-1 delivery, called a strike upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's a pretty good time in the organization in general.
Yeah.
The top of the organization, the Boston Red Sox, on a 5-game winning streak, currently taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, looking for a 4-game sweep. Rosario takes a pitch outside.
Which is huge because Toronto's just ahead of them in the standings. Sorry, TK.
No, you're all good. Chopper heading over to second. Cruz pick protective equipment and take my jog over to first. Second walk surrendered by DeVos today.
See if Salem can manufacture a little bit of a two-out rally here.
There's a runner at first. The walk last inning to Alan Castro did come with two outs as well. Ball to Yorberto Mexicano. Mexicano is a guy who we have not seen in the lineup a whole lot for Salem this season, as he takes a ball inside for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes.
Early yesterday we saw this, where 2 quick outs by the Red Sox defensively, and then boom, Fayetteville produces a 2-0 lead with 2 outs on the board. So it's truly not over until that third out is there.
Mexicano, a bit out of practice, last appeared on April 27th against Delmarva, where he went 2-for-4, back in the lineup with a 2-1 count. Pitch from DeVos, foul down the first baseline. You know, the weather isn't quite as warm as I'm sure a lot of fans and especially the players who grew up in more tropical environments, are used to. But it is a beautiful night for baseball. Probably low 60s right now. Wild pitch as the runner goes. It'll be a stolen base when that advanced to third on a wild pitch. Chacona took off, but hold on, they're calling him back. We welcome you back here to Salem. Top of the third inning. First pitch swinging goes Sandro Gaston for strike number one. Sandro Gaston, Leostani Molina, and Ryan Clifford do up this inning. Another big hack for strike two. Gray pants, red jerseys, and black text reading the Ville across the front for Fayetteville and the Woodpeckers. 0-2, swing and a miss. Three pitches, three swings by Sandro Gaston, and got nothing but a whole bunch of air with the bat. Third strikeout of the night for Jose Ramirez. We're at the bottom of the batting order. Leostani Molina, the shortstop for Fayetteville, now at the bat.
Well, now you got both starting pitchers with a trifecta of strikeouts.
So ball downstairs. Well, it's time for our trivia third inning. As always, you can tweet in your answers. Here's a grounder heading over to Luis Ravello at short. Throw on to first is in time for the out, a 6-3 ground out. It's already two away, so your time is already running out before the question. This is just a miscellaneous question about the Red Sox, so no specific category here as Ryan Clifford steps in. Which former Boston Red Sox pitcher stood in the election for the governor of Vermont back in 2016. Ball downstairs to Ryan Clifford. So which former Red Sox pitcher stood in the election for the governor of Vermont in 2016?
I would have no guess there. I'm going to go ahead and say governor of Vermont. I have no idea. Kevin Youkilis.
2-0, grounder foul. If you know the answer, just want to hazard a guess, or as always, just talk to us, let us know where you're watching from, just anything in general. You can tweet at us using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. 2-1, ball outside, a wild pitch gets away. Heading for second and thinking about three is Ryan Clifford. The throw down to third pulls Coffee off the bag, no chance at a play. And it will be a two-base wild pitch as Clifford just turned on the Jets.
Yeah, Rosario's got to be quicker to that. He's just assuming that he's only going to go one base, and it's just kind of a rookie mistake to, I don't want to say lazily attack that ball, but not with the same alertness that you would like to see. Probably could have been avoided to have that extra bag and have a run 90 feet away.
Payoff pitch. It is a drop third strike. The tag is made, so Ryan Clifford gets over to third base. Can't come around to score as Whitaker strikes out. Bottom three coming up in our trivia answer when we come back on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem. Bottom of the third, Albert Feliz, Carson Seamus, Cutter Coffee do up this inning as the Woodpeckers hold a 1-0 lead over the Salem Beermongers, called strike downstairs. Still no hits in the ballgame despite a run scoring. It was off of an error. Called strike right at the letters at 90 miles per hour to Feliz. Reminder that our trivia answer will be given with one out here in the bottom of the third. Another ball outside. Make it a 1-2 count. Still time to get it in. Which former Red Sox ran for governor of Vermont in 2016? Hashtag Salem Sox broadcast. 1-2, ball upstairs. Albert Feliz working a 2-2 count. It's got to be a very interesting career to go from pitching for the Boston Red Sox to starting a political career.
True.
2-2, foul ball. Well foul.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a pitcher. So my guess earlier, besides the Roger Clemens one.
Oh, yeah, I guess I gave an accidental hint there.
Did it say player or pitcher?
It was pitcher. I did not even pick up on you saying the Roger Clemens thing. That went over my head, too. Ball downstairs. I believe that was a pitch clock violation on the pitcher in Nolan DeVos. So it's an automatic ball, three balls, two strikes. DeVos fires inside, ball four, and a leadoff walk for Albert Feliz. Third walk surrendered by DeVos today, and you have to imagine this is a really good opportunity for Salem getting their leadoff runner aboard.
Deja vu to yesterday.
Salem able to score 12 runs on just six hits. Were out hit by Fayetteville by four. Outscored the Woodpeckers by seven.
That does not happen without mistakes.
Feliz will take a lead off of first base. It's a 1-0 count to Carson Seamus. Second baseman today tails one foul out of play for strike one. One ball, one strike. Well, Carson Seamus yesterday was the left fielder, went 2-for-5. Including both of his singles were RBI singles. So a pair of RBI for Carson. Grounder over to short, Molina onto Cruz for one. DiBallo in time, turning two. The double play, only the fifth double play turned by the Woodpeckers this season.
That one was close, very close. That was a bang-bang type of play. I don't disagree with the call. I think that was probably the appropriate call, but that was a bang-bang play. Seamus definitely almost legged that one out, so give him credit.
Well, with now more than one out in the inning, it's time to reveal our trivia answer as Cutter Coffee stands in. No correct answers today, as here's a grounder to Molina. Picked up, throw on DiBallo is in time, and we'll have to tell you our trivia answer when we come back for the fourth inning. Fayetteville 1, Salem 0 as we're through a third of this ballgame on MILB TV. We welcome you back here for the top of the fourth inning, taking you the way through the middle innings on play-by-play. Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Thank you, Tyler. 1-0 your score. Fayetteville on top of Salem. First pitch swinging here for Zach Cole. This one crushed out towards center field. It'll go off the base of the wall. Scooped up by Miguel Blaise. The throw in is cut off by Carson Seamus. And it is a leadoff standing double for Zach Cole to get the Woodpeckers going here in the top of the fourth.
Big hit there, and you could tell it was just tailing. Blaise looked up, tried to Willie Mae Hayes catch it in the glove over his head. Just couldn't get there off the base of the wall. Really nice piece of hitting there from Cole.
Here's Narbe Cruz. He's been the hot wand for the Woodpeckers all series long. Has homered in both the first and second game of the series. Time called here, and we got a pitch clock violation before the pitch on Jose Ramirez, so the count will move to 1-0. That was a fastball that probably found the heart of the plate, but it didn't matter. It was called before the pitch was thrown. Now the 1-0. High and tight, 90 on that fastball, and the count now 2-0. Runner on second, Zach Cole smashed a double to the wall in center field on the first pitch to start the top of the fourth. 2-0 pitch on the way. This one hit the bat in towards the hands. Now this hit on the elbow pad of Narbe Cruz. Might have got a piece of the bat as well. You could hear it from up here. Regardless, it's a free bag, and there's runners on first and second. This is not a good spot for Salem, but exactly where you want to be if you're the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, the one thing for Salem, Liam Carroll trusts Jose Ramirez. There's no action going in the bullpen down the left field line. He trusts him to get out of this inning, maybe induce a ground ball double play.
How could you not? He's been sharp so far, working with four strikeouts, entering now his fourth inning of work as the first pitch misses outside. 1-0 on a fastball away for Ricardo Below. Well, the answer to this trivia question here, we typically bring it to you in the third inning, and just blew by so fast after a double play that we didn't get a chance to. A swing and a miss on the 1-0 for Below, and it makes it even at a ball and a strike. Hit him with the off speed that time. The 1-1. Runners go. Throw to third. Not there. Stolen bag for both Zach Cole and Narbe Cruz.
Oh, hold on a second here. They're calling. I thought it was originally batter's interference, but that would require a player being called out. They're both just called back to the bags.
On account of what would the...
Maybe a pitch clock violation?
Well, the count, 2-0. Here's the pitch. It's outside at 90 on the gun, and the count now 3-1. Regardless, you got runners on first and second now. No stolen bases. Stepping off here is Ramirez. That could have been a balk. That was a little bit dangerous there.
Yeah, he kind of danced, stutter-stepped with his feet, needed to be careful to avoid the rubber.
They did not call a balk, and it's still 3-1. The pitch. Just outside on the fastball, and it will be a walk. To walk the bases loaded, all of a sudden, a double on the first pitch for Cole, Cruz walks, and Below walks. And now the base is juiced here in the top of the fourth and a one-run lead for the Woodpeckers. 1-0 your score. Jason Blanton, pitching coach, coming out, the entire infield converging for a conversation here with Jose Ramirez. Well, it's a good time to bring you that trivia answer. First, the question. Question had to do with a little bit of politics today. Which former Red Sox pitcher stood in the election for the governor of Vermont back in 2016? The answer, Bill Lee.
And Bill Lee ran outside of the traditional two parties in that Vermont election in 2016. Only garnered 2.5% of the votes, but still a good effort regardless.
Way to go, Bill.
Bill Spaceman Lee.
There you go. Well, the runners on every base now. Every duck on the pond. Bases loaded here. 1-0 lead for Fayetteville. Top of the fourth. Still nobody out. Woodpeckers out hitting the Sox. 1-0. First pitch called strike number one on John Garcia. Off speed rips on into the zone, and it's 0-1. Well, the Blue Jays making things interesting against the Boston Red Sox right now, top of the fifth.
I believe we just had an automatic ball called on a pitch clock violation. That's what the umpire at least stepped out and gestured 1-1, but no updates to the scoreboard. Regardless, that'll make it a ball.
Well, now it's a ball and a strike. I think this is usually when it's pitch clock, he calls time, steps all the way away, points to his wrist as if it's a watch, and then points to either the pitcher or the batter. So I think we are at 1-1, and I believe we are. The scoreboard still reads that. Here's the pitch. This is a fastball that... Welcome back here on MILB TV, or if you're tuning in audio only, Giovanni Heater. Joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. First pitch to Miguel Blaze, squibs through the legs of Garcia behind home plate. The count now moves 2-1 and 0. Blaze struck out swinging in his first at bat. 1-0 pitch. Finds the outer corner. 90 mile an hour fastball from Nolan Devos, and it's 1-1. Blaze 271 on the year. Homered on the road. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Got him with the off-speed. It's 1-2. Yesterday, after having game one of this series off, Miguel Blaze was a designated hitter. Ended up with a double. He scored. Walked as well. Went 1-for-4 with a walk. This one ripped on the ground over to Cruz at second. The glove throw to first. It's there on a low throw and a nice grab by Below for out number one.
You know, we've talked a lot, and I don't mean us. I mean baseball in general has talked a lot about the shift being banned. Well, Cruz was as close to second base as he could possibly get. Thank you.
Sun setting behind the Roanoke Valley Mountains here on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. No, it's Thursday. You lose track of the days. It's Thursday afternoon here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Top of the fifth. Action on tap is swing and a miss here for Sandro Gaston, the designated hitter. To lead things off, here in the top of five. 1-0 this score. Fayetteville on top of Salem. Jose Ramirez entering his fifth inning of work. Throws two consecutive strikes as the 80-mile-an-hour changeup finds the inner corner in the count now 0-2. Gaston struck out in three pitches in his last at-bat. Here's the 0-2. Fly ball foul back behind the seats. 0-2. That one was hit right towards the Rail Yard Dogs luxury suite over in right field.
Protect the cup?
Yeah, protect the cup. The President's Cup, the 0-2. Swing at a chopper foul into left. Oh, the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, President Cup champions, took down the Birmingham Bulls in the championship series. Won four out of the best of five series. Won in game four, I should say, in the best of five series. Overtime fashion, here's the 0-2. Misses inside, and the count now 1-2. It was a wild game because Birmingham had been scoreless the entire way until they scored the tying goal at 1-1 with 11 seconds left in the third period. Chopper on the 1-2. Seamus gloves it. Underhand toss to first, and there's one away.
You know, I will say the pictures do not do the President's Cup justice. That is a massive trophy.
Is it? Yeah.
I just saw it walking through the concourse after the first pitch was delivered by the captain, Mac Jansen. And that thing was about half the size of one of the players' bodies.
Swing and a miss for the nine-hole hitter, Leos Dani Molina. Yeah, it is massive. Now that you say that, I can kind of look back to it. Unlike the Stanley Cup, it is not all metal. It's a cup on top. Here's the 0-1, rifled on the ground. Mexicano, backhanded glove, flips it to his pitcher. Ramirez steps on the first base bag, and there's two down. Good communication there in the infield, especially for Mexicano, who is not your everyday first baseman.
Yeah, and Mexicano doing the nice job. And I would say credit to Ramirez as well to know to cover first. You see that a lot in the majors. That's still a developmental skill for some pitchers.
Well, this is a first pitch swinging through up the middle, skipping off the mound for a base hit. A two-out single for Ryan Clifford, the leadoff hitter. And with two outs, there's a runner on first here for the Woodpeckers. They lead it 1-0 over the Red Sox here in the top of the fifth. Just a well-hit ball up the middle, and it just kind of took an awkward hop off the mound that made it nearly impossible to field for both Ravello and Seamus, who were trying to converge. Here's Tyler Whitaker, third baseman tonight. Hit into a double play to start as he looks in, called strike one on a 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball. It's 0-1. Then struck out swinging back in the third. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing, fly ball, line drive to right. Underneath it, Juan Chacon. Oh, he dropped it. He dropped it on a routine fly out, and there's runners on the corners here, and you got to think that's probably going to be an error.
Yeah, I mean, that's the textbook definition of Juan Chacon. Maybe close the glove a little bit too soon. Regardless, it's the second error of the night against Salem. On a night where they have not earned a base hit through four innings of play, Fayetteville, only one run so far, need to take advantage of these Salem mistakes and Salem's lack of offense so far.
Here's Zach Cole, doubled his last time up, hit into a 4-3 ground out back in the first. First pitch missing way away on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Righty on lefty matchup here. And now Ramirez is stepping off the hill and wiping his hand off in the grass. And now back onto the rubber. Interesting here. And now here comes pitching coach Jason Blanton, as well as home plate umpire Shane Sullivan. What could be happening here?
Not quite sure. And now here comes the athletic trainer as well. Could there be some potential blood that he was trying to get off of his hand in the grass? They are checking out the right hand of Ramirez. For those watching on MILB TV, you can see the meeting at the mound. Nothing anything specific, but Blanton and the athletic trainer are looking down at that right hand. Potential to see what we can see here.
Well, if you're watching on MILB TV, here is a replay of the error. Yeah, Chacon just dropped that one. Didn't quite look it in. Sun setting here on a pretty but chilly night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Salem has won the first two games of this series. They've scored 12 runs in each. They scored 12 in the first game, won it 12-2. Double-digit victory. Yesterday, nearly a similar result, won it 12-5. We're really helped out yesterday, though. Only six hits, scored 12 runs. 10 wild pitches, 4 errors. Just a lot of chaos that allowed Salem to take that lead. It was interesting, if you looked at the breakdown, the runs really started to come in later on in the game in both series, or both games of the series, I should say. Pretty tight and scoreless throughout. In fact, it was a 4-2 lead at one point heading into the fifth for the Woodpeckers yesterday, and then that's when things started to fall apart. Still a convergence on the mound here.
Well, Gio, you mentioned the past couple of games. In the last two games combined, only one error committed by Salem.
Deep, and a pitch clock violation is awarded to the Woodpeckers here. Goes against Ramirez, took too long to...
Score up at Fenway.
Well, we got middle of the sixth, 8-4. Boston on top, looking for what would be their sixth consecutive win in a row. But Toronto making things interesting. It was 6-0 Boston, as this one is flared up the middle on the ground, grabbed by Cruz. Throw to first in time. That'll retire Chacon, and there's two away. Well, it was all Boston early on, and then a run in the top of the fourth. Responded by Boston with two runs in the bottom of the fourth, I will say. But then a three spot in the top of the fifth by Toronto. No runs in the bottom. And oh my goodness, the Panthers have just scored again. Back-to-back quickies, 3-2. Florida on top. First pitch swinging. Mexicano sends it into the seats in right. 0-1. Again, our score here, 2-0 Fayetteville on top of Salem. The Red Sox looking for what would be their third consecutive win. Started the series 2-0. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a foul tip grabbed by Garcia. 0-2. And now we see bottom of the sixth, 8-4. Toronto held scoreless in the top of the sixth. A good one. Boston trying to keep their foot on the gas up in the pros. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a ripper out to left. Coming on is Blaze, and he makes a grab. And excuse me, that is Cole out there in center. A diving grab by Cole. And that will end the inning as Mexicano lines out to center field. 1-2-3 go the Red Sox. They still trail it. 2-0 top of the sixth after this. Top of the sixth in Salem, 2-0 Woodpeckers. New pitcher on the hill for your Salem Red Sox, Luis Talavera. Coming in for Jose Ramirez, he went five innings. Ended up with six strikeouts. Well, one misses low and away on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count now even at a ball and a strike.
Worth mentioning, even though Jose Ramirez did give up two runs, neither are earned.
This one, a diving grab by Mexicano on a one-hopper. Throws it over from his knees for out number one. Talavera with the mindset to get over there to first in time. There's one away.
Call him Superman. Man flew to spear that hopping ground ball. Seeing a replay if you're watching on MILB TV. Just great instincts. Throw from the knees in time to Talavera, who was on a run, to get the out.
Ricardo below skies the first pitch out to the gap in right center. This one's down on the track, a one-hopper to the wall. Below circling around his second, a stand-up double with one down. What a blast out to right center. Runner on second now with one away, and the Woodpeckers are in business. His first hit of the ball game sets up John Garcia. Struck out back in the fourth. A sack fly, though, for an RBI back in the second. That was to take a 1-0 lead, and then again in the fifth. Last time up, Fayetteville put one more on the board to make it 2-0. They are out hitting the Red Sox 3-0. First pitch, fastball misses high for John Garcia, and it's 1-0. Top of the seventh between the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. 8-4, Red Sox on top, looking for their sixth consecutive win. 1-0 waved on and missed. 85 on the changeup. It's 1-1. Take a look at the box score for the Boston Red Sox. 1-for-4 is Tapia. Yoshida, 3-for-4. Are you kidding me? A 14-game hit streak for Yoshida, and he's 3-for-4 today with a home run. The 1-1 chop fouled on the left field line. Absolutely unbelievable. A home run, three RBIs. That is wild. Turner's 2-for-4. Devers is 2-for-4, the former Salem Red Sox. Duran's 3-for-4. The Red Sox are raking. 1-for-4 for Casas. McGuire's 2-for-3. That is just unreal numbers. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. That'll sit down Garcia on strikes. Blew the fastball by him at 92.
Big strikeout there for Talavera with two outs. It stops the chances of any kind of sacrifice play. It stops, let's say, Follow from going over to third on a stolen base and scoring on a sack fly. Now you only need to focus on getting the batter out if you're Talavera.
First strikeout of the night for Luis Talavera. First pitch skips away from Rosario on a wild pitch for Garrett McGowan. That's going to advance the runner below from second to third.
Well, that's exactly what I was mentioning. If there's one out, now a fly ball by McGowan likely scores him from third. All you need now is that catch out in the outfield. Innings over. You keep the deficit if you're Salem at just two runs.
In the stretch, Luis Talavera. 1-0. Swing and a ripper on the ground. Seamos is there on the four-hopper. Throws it over to first in time. Seamos has looked really good over there at second base tonight. Typically an outfielder helping out in the infield. Salem still trails it. 2-0. Bottom of the sixth after this from Salem.
no hits allowed.
You really never see a guy go past five. Once in a great while, we've come across some six-inning lines, but I have yet to see somebody go past six. Carson Semus misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. One down, nobody on. 2-0 the lead for the Woodpeckers here in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-1. Breaking ball snaps back into the zone. Looked way outside and just hooked on a really sharp pitch at 78, and it's 0-2. 0-2 offering. Swing and a chopper foul down the right field line. We'll stay at 0-2 as Semus keeps it alive. Hey, look at Ramirez for Salem so far. Went five innings pitch, gave up two hits, two runs. Neither of them were earned, though. Here's the 0-2. Misses high and away on a fastball at 90. Fastest pitch we've seen out of Dombrowski so far, and it's 1-2. Had six strikeouts, walked three. Pretty good outing for Ramirez. 1-2, got him looking. Got him with that breaking ball again that snapped down into the zone, falling off a cliff. First strikeout for Dombrowski. There's two away. Back to the top of the order with Cutter Coffee as he looks in ball number one to the outside. And the count now 1-0 on a fastball that misses to the right of the plate. Lefty on righty matchup here. 1-0. This one's over the inside corner. 1-1. Davos on the other side went five scoreless, five hitless, had five strikeouts and three walks. Foul ball into right. Count now 1-2. Coffee batting just 200, 0-2 on the day with a ground out and a looking strikeout. Was in a real slump, hitless at Delmarva, then grabbed a hit in game one. Did not play yesterday. 1-2, got him looking. That breaking ball again that snaps down into the zone, looks way high, and then just falls off a cliff back down into the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts for Trey Dombrowski. 2-0. Woodpeckers remain on top as we head to the top of the seventh in Salem. Back to baseball here in Salem, top of the seventh for you on a chilly night for baseball. 5-4-0 night, the area code. As the first pitch to Sandro Gaston misses below the knees in the count now 1-0.
You know, Joey, we're talking about it a little bit earlier of usually May 4th is Star Wars night due to May the 4th be with you.
So we get a base hit out into left field, ripped down a line drive by Gaston. He pumps the brakes at first and retreats back to the first base bag, but a leadoff knock for the Woodpeckers.
But have no fear, because Star Wars Night still come into town on Saturday for May 6th.
Also worth noting, new pitcher in the ballgame, Nathaniel Cruz for the Red Sox. Luis Talavera only gave it an inning. Not a bad one either. First pitch misses high and in on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for Leostani Molina in the 9-hole, 1-0. Nathaniel Cruz, righty, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball into the seats in right. Foul, 1-1. How about those light powder blue jerseys today that read beer mongers across the chest? They're quite nice, like a Carolina blue with a little bit of navy and red. They look sharp. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup. Had him chase it out in front. 1-2.
Yeah, nice powder blue shade. I like the sleeves being a different color with the red accents. Really makes it pop.
Red on powder blue is always a nice look. 1-2. Jack swing. Appeal. We'll say he doesn't go, said the field umpire Dylan Halsey. Shane Sullivan back behind home plate, and it's 2-2.
You know who's experimenting with that now? The City Connect uniforms, the Miami Marlins are experimenting with that red uniform with some Carolina or baby blue accents.
2-2, missing away. The count will work full. Fastball pushed out of the zone, and it's 3-2. Yeah, those are sharp. Some of the City Connects are really cool. The Red Sox have a yellow one as their City Connect with a light blue, completely out of their color scheme.
Which is what it's meant to do.
Yeah. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul ball back to the netting. Stay at 3-2.
Pitch clock there got down to 1 second when Cruz finally let that one go.
We've seen three pitching clock violations tonight, all on Jose Ramirez of the Red Sox. He had quite the start, though. Struck out six. Runner goes from first. Payoff pitch waved on and missed. One away. It will be a stolen bag, though, for Gaston as Molina sat down swinging on strikes. Swung at that curveball and missed it.
Does the job, though, of getting the runner into scoring position for Fayetteville, trying to add on to this lead.
First strikeout for Nathaniel Cruz in the books. Back to the top of the order we go with Ryan Clifford. Had a base hit in his last at-bat and has walked twice as well. He's 1-for-1 with a pair of walks. First pitch missing on a sweeping slider outside. It's 1-0. Runner on second, one away. 2-0 the lead, Fayetteville on top. They scored in the second and the fifth. 1-0 pitch, outside, 2-0. 3-2, Florida Panthers still battling with the Maple Leafs. They're on top. Second period of action up in Toronto. 2-0 offering. Below the knees. Count now 3-0 and three consecutive balls pitched here by Nathaniel Cruz.
On the hockey train of thought, I know we were talking about the Rail Yard Dogs being here tonight. How about behind home plate where the typical red State of Virginia and the blue S logo?
Chopper on the ground, coming across, making a grab is Seamus. Throws to his pitcher. It gets away. It's over the head of Cruz at first. Runners on the corners now, staying put at first base. Over there is Clifford. Gaston moves over to third. Still a 2-0 game and an error for Seamus.
Yeah, already the third error of the night on Salem, and this is going to get a mound visit. But I was mentioning behind home plate, not only is there that red outline State of Virginia, but yellow text right underneath it that reads, "Let's go, Dogs."
Baseball. 3-1. Swing and a fly ball sky high into the air, foul territory and right. Chacon is there about 5 feet to the right of the line. Throws into second. The tag up scores a run, and it's 3-0 Woodpeckers. Gaston crosses the plate. There are two away and a runner on first. Sack fly in the books for Tyler Whitaker.
Yeah, second sack fly of the night and makes it a 3-0 scoreline. For Salem, still a manageable deficit.
No doubt. Still hitless, though, are the Red Sox, compared to four hits on the other side for the Woodpeckers. Salem was out hit last night by 4, 10-6, still won the game by 7 runs. First pitch, called strike 1 on Zach Cole. 80 miles an hour on the off speed. It's 0-1. Taking his time, here is Nathaniel Cruz using his first disengagement. Did you see the Vegas Golden Knights game last night playing against the Oilers?
And you know, it's funny, we talk about the Western Conference. A bit of history being made there.
Swing and a miss on the 0-1, 0-2.
So in the Kraken Stars game 2 nights ago, I believe it was Pavelski for the Stars who had a 4-goal night.
Yep.
As they fell to the Kraken 5-4. Last night in Vegas, Leon Draisaitl of the Oilers had a 4-goal night.
Runner goes, swing and a poke out into right. This will get down for a base hit. There is Chacon to grab it on a one-hopper. Heading home is Clifford. He will score. It's 4-0 Woodpeckers.
I think that was a bad decision by Chacon to try to throw it all the way home. I know you want to show off that arm and try to get off to the next level, but it's just not quite there yet, and it trickled into home plate. That should have been a relay where it goes into the shallow infield. And then you talk about maybe Carson Cimas, who has that outfielder arm who can barrel it home. That would have been a much closer play than had Chacon tried to go home by himself.
Instead, it's Narbe Cruz up after the RBI single from Zach Cole. Runner goes from first, high and in, throw down to second, way up over the head of Cimas. Zach Cole heading for third, and he pumps the brakes and turns back to third base. Now another run just 90 feet away. The count 1-0 here for Narbe Cruz, who has 2 homers already in the series.
And the fourth error of the night for Salem, uncharacteristic based on how they've been playing recently. And a 2-error inning as well. Not too much you can blame for Nathaniel Cruz other than a couple of nicely placed hits this inning for Fayetteville.
0-for-2 with a walk is Cruz, the first pitch. Excuse me, the 1-0, and it misses outside. Count down 2-0. Fastball off the plate. Cruz homered yesterday. Was a solo shot and a 2-run shot in the first game of the series. 2-0 misses inside on the off-speed, and the count now 3 balls, no strikes for Narbe Cruz. Think he's got the red light, or you think he's going to swing at this fastball over the plate and look for homer number 3?
I would go red light here. Just try to help your team out, pad this lead.
3-0. Misses high and away. 4-pitch walk for Cruz. Cookie's starting to crumble here for the Sox. Top of the 7th.
And action is going in the Salem bullpen down the left field line. It's not quite full action yet, just more so long tossing. So we'll see if Cruz can survive the inning. All he needs is 1 out, but his defense hasn't helped him.
There's Ricardo Belleau. Lefty coming off the heels of a double back in the 6th. First pitch, high and in, finds the zone. Belleau couldn't sell it. 91 mile an hour fastball paints the inside corner. It's 0-1. Belleau batting .375, 1-for-2 today with the walk. The 0-1 finds the zone again, back-to-back strikes, this time on a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Nathaniel Cruz trying to get out of the jam without giving up any more. It's 4-0. Fayetteville on top here in the top of the 7th. They've scored 2 in the frame. 0-2, runner goes. Just outside. Frame job wasn't there for Rosario. Breaking ball misses. 1-2. And it's a stolen bag as well for Narbe Cruz. Runners on second and third. Lance back to second from Cruz. The 1-2. Way outside. Stopped by Rosario. Count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two offering. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. Finally, Red Sox get out of the inning. A two-piece put up in the top of the seventh. 4-0. Woodpeckers on top. Back after this on MILB TV. Well, one of the top prospects in the organization, Miguel Blaise, to lead us off here in the bottom of the seventh. 4-0, Fayetteville on top of Salem. The first pitch outside, and the count now 1-0. Miguel Blaise, 0-2 on the day, the 1-0. Just outside again, and the count now 2-0. Infield playing slightly in down the first baseline and out on the rest of the infield. 2-0 to Blaise. Swing and a chopper foul. The count now 2-1 for Miguel Blaise. Still Trey Dombrowski in the ballgame, going into now his second inning of work. It was pretty sharp. Sat him down 1-2-3 back in the sixth. 2-1. Misses away, and the count now 3-1 for Miguel Blaise. Well, Salem's going to need some base runners. This would be a good place to start. How about this, Tyler? 11-4 Red Sox on top in the bottom of the eighth after they just put up a three spot. 3-1, flared foul back behind the netting, right towards the fellas from the Rail Yard Dogs. And I didn't see it, but it sounded like they didn't make the catch.
Yeah, I heard almost a smack.
Yeah.
I don't know what that could have been.
Well, it's a full count now for Miguel Blaise. They're hockey players, folks. They're not ball players. The 3-2 swung on and missed. Fastball blown by Blaise, and there's one down here in the bottom of the seventh.
Well, if no one else is going to put it on official watch, I will. The line score right now is looking very interesting.
That's true. I'll say it because, okay, you know what? We could jinx the other team. Salem has yet to record a hit today. First pitch misses inside. The count now 1-0 for Alan Castro. a delay in the bottom of the eighth for the Boston Red Sox, who lead Toronto 11-4. Boston looking for what is their sixth straight victory if they can pull it off after the delay. 1-0 finds the zone on the outer corner. The count now 1-1 on the fastball. Dombrowski came in for Devos in the sixth. Right now, a combined no-hitter in the bottom of the seventh. Fly ball into the seats in right. The count now 1-2. Salem, let's pull out that book, Tyler, and see the last time that the Red Sox were no-hit. I know it's towards the back. Thanks to Jim, our team historian, as Chacon is sat down, or Castro, rather, is sat down looking on a sweeping curveball that snapped back down into the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts, it's number four in just 1 2/3 innings for Dombrowski. Sets the table for Ravello here with nobody on and two away. First pitch to Ravello. This is high and away at 84. It's 1-0. Yoshida, the Red Sox, 3-for-5 today. 14-game hitting streak up in the majors.
Well, I have your answer, Gio.
All right.
There have been 13 no-hitters against Salem. The most recent was in 2021, but it was only a 7-inning game. The last 9-inning no-hitter occurred back in 2012.
2-0 finds the zone. Count now 2-1 for Ravello. Back in 2012. Again, shout out to our team historian, Jim Fulton, putting this great book together. 2-1, waved on and missed on the changeup. It's 2-2. A pitch away from striking out the side is done.
Welcome you back here. Tyler Katz taking over on play-by-play duties for the final couple of innings. A foul ball back behind the plate for John Garcia, who leads things off for Fayetteville. If you're just tuning in, we're here in the top of the eighth. It's a 4-0 Fayetteville lead over Salem. Swing and a miss makes it 0-2. Pitching change for Salem. Now on the mound, number 31, Gabriel Jackson. Time called. Timeout used by Garcia. But through 7 innings, Fayetteville has thrown a combined no-hitter, is 6 outs away from a combined no-hitter. Ground ball heading over to third, picked up by Coffey, throw into first, and Mexicano is in time for the first out of the inning. So a 5-3 ground out will begin the top of the eighth inning for Fayetteville, trying to add on some insurance runs for themselves. If you're just tuning in again, it's a 4-0 Fayetteville lead. Called strike downstairs. Bit of a state of the game. Fayetteville originally scored in the first inning unearned when Ricardo Ballo reached on an error, came in on a sac fly. Swing and a miss to McGowan. The next batter is 0-2, the count, 84-mile-per-hour pitch. In the fifth inning, another run was scored. Fly ball heading over towards shallow left. It drops for a base hit. Garrett McGowan gets his first hit of the day and subsequently his first hit of the series after a day off yesterday, so a runner aboard with one away. But there were two outs when Ryan Clifford singled in the fifth. Tyler Whitaker looked like a flyout to right. Juan Chacon dropped the ball, allowing the inning to continue. A wild pitch later that inning allowed Clifford to score. Seventh inning is where most of the action happened. Two hits, two errors led to two runs for Fayetteville. Ball downstairs, check swing, appeal down, and the field umpire today, Dylan Holster, says no swing. Inside, brushing Gaston off the plate. Sandro Gaston today, 1-for-3, a strikeout, a ground out, and a single. swing and a miss on a 2-0. Is Gaston. So Cruz, who was on the mound prior to Jackson, his day is done, goes an inning of work. By the way, every run scored tonight by Fayetteville has gone unearned. Swing and a miss will make the count 2-2. So by earned runs, it is still a tie ball game. Of course, that's not how it works. Four errors for the Red Sox have allowed four runs to score for the Woodpeckers. Back up the middle, line drive, Seamus catches it back to first. In safely is McGowan. What a play by Carson Seamus. And he has been making such a great effort over at second base. He did make a throwing error back in the last inning. But you have to think, maybe a move to second base is in Seamus's store. He is typically a reserve in the outfield. Doesn't get a lot of time there, but has been really looking good in the infield over at second today. Grounder to third. Coffey on to second for one. And only one out was needed, so an inning-ending fielder's choice for Molina. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Salem looks for its first hit of the ballgame when we come back on MILB TV. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning from Salem, Tyler Katz with you here on MILB TV and on the Bally Live app. Ronald Rosario stands into the batter's box. It's the 5-6-7 portion of the batting order trying to earn Salem's first base hit of the day. First pitch, a called strike. Trey Dombrowski still on the mound for Fayetteville. He's looked really good the last two innings. As a matter of fact, dating back to Nolan DeVos' day, ball comes inside and hits off the catcher, Garcia. Not a pretty scene there as Garcia wincing in pain. The umpire will leave him to his own devices, trying to shake it off. Looks like he should be okay here. Salem still looking for its first base hit of the game. Have been held hitless through seven innings. Officially on a no-hitter watch. As there's a dribbler back up to Dombrowski. Throw into first. He is in time for the out. Five outs away are the Woodpeckers. A 1-3 ground out for Ronald Rosario. As it brings up the 0-for-1 Juan Chacon. Straight Red Sox have been retired. The last runner to reach was Albert Feliz all the way back in the third. He was then out on the base paths when Carson Seamus grounded into a double play. Juan Chacon takes the first pitch for a strike, an 0-1 count. Ball outside as well. We'll take a look at around the Carolina League scoreboard while we play through the eighth inning here in Salem. Ball outside. Kannapolis and Augusta tied at two in the top of the eighth. Augusta batting just tied it up, trying now to take the lead with the bases loaded and only one out. Swing and a grounder to short, picked up by Molina. Throw on to first, in time for the out, and suddenly the Woodpeckers can start to taste it, four outs away from a combined no-hitter. By the way, in that Augusta-Kannapolis game, just happened. Bases clearing, double for the Green Jackets, 5-2, Augusta in front of Kannapolis. 3-3 between Lynchburg and Charleston in the top of the seventh. That is a home game for the River Dogs. Called strike to the next batter, Yorberto Mexicano, struck out and flew out today. 4-2 Carolina over Delmarva in a battle for the top of the Carolina League North. Swing and miss for strike two. It's an 0-2 count. Columbia leading Myrtle Beach 6-0, top of the eighth, and at the top of the first, after a suspended game in Fredericksburg between Down East and the Fred Nats. Ball to Mexicano, a ball and two strikes. Dombrowski only the second pitcher used by Fayetteville today. Ball outside. 2-2. Mexicano's had a pretty good bat this season, has only had two at-bats today. This is his third. We'll swing and foul one off to keep the at-bat alive for now. Called strike three. Fifth strikeout for Trey Dombrowski. Retires now 17 straight Red Sox. We go to the ninth. Fayetteville knocking at the door of a combined no-hitter when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Top of the ninth inning as Fayetteville looks to put this one away for good. Ground ball heading over to first. Picked up by Mexicano. The throw on to Jackson is the fifth error of the night for Salem. It has not been Salem's night. And it will allow the leadoff batter Ryan Clifford, who is the fourth best prospect in the Astros organization, according to MILB.com. Brings up Tyler Whitaker. I believe that's going in the books as a base hit, and it will. It was a tough play. The scoreboard is showing a hit, so it is a base hit for Clifford, his second of the night. Called strike outside. It is the seventh hit of the night for Fayetteville. Salem yet to get any. In what has been a sneakily fast game, I might add. Ball downstairs misses to Tyler Whitaker. This game started at 7:05 in the evening. We're just past 9:05. Current time of game is 2 hours and 2 minutes. By the way, for those interested in what's going on at the top of the organization in Boston, ball downstairs makes it a 3-1. The Red Sox have defeated the Toronto Blue Jays 11-5 en route to their sixth straight win, sweeping the Toronto Blue Jays in a four-game series at Fenway Park. 2-1 misses downstairs. That will now make it a 3-1. Meanwhile, around the Red Sox organization, of course, here in Salem, it is a 4-0 Fayetteville lead over the Red Sox. Called strike, called to Whitaker. Makes it a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 runner aboard, nobody out in the inning. Ryan Clifford takes the lead off of first base. In High A Greenville, top of the ninth currently, the drive batting, trailing to the Asheville Taurus 7-5. As there's a base hit into right field, drops in front of Chacon. Station to station, play the Woodpeckers. As Whitaker singles, is at first base, advancing to second, Ryan Clifford. In Double A, the Portland Sea Dogs have been looking really good this season. A win today over the Akron Rubber Ducks, 2-0, advanced the Sea Dogs to 17-6 on the season. And finally, up in Triple A, a doubleheader for the Worcester Woo Sox. Ball outside to Zach Cole. It was a split. Worcester took one game 4-1 over the Buffalo Bison. The Bison responded in the next game, winning 2-1. 1-0 fouled off, hooks into the seats. So a 1-0 count turns into a 1-1 count after the foul ball. 2 runners aboard, nobody out. Gabriel Jackson still on the mound for Salem. There's a fly ball hit over towards left field. Trailing, it hits off the base of the wall in front of Castro. Clifford and Whitaker are right behind each other. Clifford will be the only one to score as Cole hits an RBI double. Make it 5-0, Fayetteville in front. So Fayetteville comes closer and closer to clinching this win. Should the lead hold, it would put the series at 2-1 in favor of Salem, heading into the Friday night game tomorrow at 7:05 in game 4 of the series. On, by the way, Cinco de Mayo night. There is a promotion here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Narbe Cruz fouls one off. For hot dog of the homestand, and this week's hot dog, or this homestand's hot dog, is the Cinco de Mayo dog. So what a better way to try it than tomorrow on Cinco de Mayo Day. Waiting on the 0-1 is Cruz. Downstairs, skips into the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. Two runners in scoring position. Wind and deal for Jackson. Foul ball makes it a 1-2. Strikeout, just trying to get any out here for Jackson, could be huge. You don't really want to use another pitcher if you're Salem here. When you have another game tomorrow at 7 o'clock, a 6 o'clock game on Saturday, and then the series finale Sunday. Deep fly ball would have been crushed out of here had it stayed fair. That one probably traveled 400 feet into foul territory. To the poles here, it's only 325. Pitch from Jackson inside. moving his hips out of the way is Narve Cruz to avoid being hit by it. It evens the count 2-2. Cruz entered Salem Memorial Ballpark this week with only one home run on the season at a notoriously hard ballpark to hit it out of. And has upped his numbers to 3. He trickles one foul behind home plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Top of the ninth, one run has already come across to score this inning. It's 5-0 Fayetteville. 2-2, high pop-up, shallow center field. Seamus, the second baseman, goes back to receive it. Thinking about tagging up was Whitaker, but he'll retreat back to second on the pop-out to second base. One gone here in the top of the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth, Salem trying to break up the eight-inning no-hitter with the bottom of the batting order. Albert Feliz, Carson Seamus, before wrapping back to the top in Cutter Coffee. Worth noting that on the bench and available is Roman Anthony, who has been out of the lineup the past couple nights. Ground ball back up the middle. That's a base hit for Ricardo Ballo. In to score is Whitaker. Right behind him, Cole. It's a 2-RBI single for Fayetteville, really putting a cherry on top of this one. 7-0. The new score is the Woodpeckers have really looked like what they expected coming into this series. Had an ugly game yesterday in the pitching and error column, and then allowed just too many hits 2 nights ago to Salem in that 12-2 loss. But right now it is a 7-0 lead. Ball downstairs. It has been an all-around display today for Fayetteville. In the field, not an error to be heard of. With the bats, 10 hits for 7 runs. The called strike comes in. And of course, on the mound, not a hit to be seen from Salem batters. One comes inside, 2 balls and 1 strike, the new count. One delivery with Ballo still standing at first base. The batter in John Garcia grounded out in his last plate appearance is 0-for-3 today with a sac fly to his name. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out. The 3-1 back up the middle, but gloved by Ravello. Spinning throw to Seamus. Throw on to first, nearly got away. Good job by Mexicano elevating to stop it from rolling into the Fayetteville dugout. It only gets one, so Garcia grounding into a fielder's choice for the second out of the inning. Brings up Garrett McGowan. Today, 1-for-4, struck out, grounded into a double play, a normal ground out and a single. Called strike, puts the count at 0-1. Back on the bottom of the ninth, and this one a bit more important to the road team than it is for the home team. While Salem is trying to rally from a 7-0 deficit, it is a combined no-hitter currently through 8 innings for Fayetteville. A swing, and there is a drive to left. It's a base hit on the first batter of the bottom of the ninth. Heading for second base and tagged out is Albert Feliz. So no base runner comes of it, but regardless, there is a one in the hits column for Salem. An unfortunate series of events for Fayetteville, needing three outs for a combined no-hitter. They don't get it. Making a good effort on it was Clifford, but it just dropped in front of him as Carson Seamus steps in. So it is a single for Albert Feliz. Tagged out, heading for second on the play. Seamus swings and misses at the first offering for strike one. Setting and firing is Dombrowski. Same situation. Time called as Carson Seamus takes his time out. So Feliz singles but gets out, trying to stretch it into a double. Didn't even offer a slide. It's a ball downstairs. We'll even up the count to one ball and one strike. Well, tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo night at the ballpark, followed up by Star Wars night on Saturday. Swing and a miss, and Seamus goes down on strikes for the second out of the inning. It is the sixth strikeout for Dombrowski. For Salem, they have not had a runner stay on the base paths at the end of an inning since all the way back in the second. Only one runner left on base so far today. Dombrowski fires to Cutter Coffey, who's 0 for 3, strike one on a swing and a miss. Again, tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. Saturday's game, 6:05 first pitch. Sunday, 3:05 first pitch. Called strike to Coffey, 0-2. About a 2-hour, 15-minute long game so far. 0-2 swung on and missed, and that's the ball game in dominant fashion. Seven strikeouts for Dombrowski, no runs, one hit for the first time today for Salem in this inning. No errors, no runners left on base. Final out today is recorded at 9:21 in the evening, which gives us a game time of 2 hours and 16 minutes. Keep it with us here. We'll get you wrapped up on today's game as Fayetteville takes game three of the series with a one hitter. Well, let's first talk about Salem's errors in the field. Four errors led to seven runs for Fayetteville off 10 hits. Woodpeckers did not commit an error in the field while leaving a total of nine runners left on base. On the other side for Salem, could not score today. The offense wasn't there. First hit came in the ninth inning on what was nearly a base runner before Feliz tried to stretch it into a double and was tagged out pretty easily. But four errors for Salem really hurt them. Of the first four runs of the ball game, none of them were earned. It was just the last three that Fayetteville scored in the top of the ninth that were all earned against the Red Sox. And only one runner left on base for Salem as well. It was just a game in which Fayetteville dominated in all aspects. Fielding were clean in the field. Batting, 10 hits, and only one hit allowed by the Fayetteville pitching staff. It was a dominant performance overall. The winning pitcher for Fayetteville is DeVos. He improves to 1-0, or DeVos, excuse me, 1-0 on the season. Dombrowski, for pitching through more than the last three innings of play, gets the save. It's his first save of the season. And Jose Ramirez, despite not allowing an earned run against his line, is the losing pitcher in today's game. Not that he deserved it at all. He only allowed two hits in five innings, striking out six, but his field wasn't there, and he's the losing pitcher because of it. So 7-0 Fayetteville, one hit Salem, take a 2-1 series lead. Salem still holds a 2-1 series lead over Fayetteville. Woodpeckers try to tie it up tomorrow. Salem tries to lock in at least the series split with a win tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo night. Be sure to be there. Until next time, for my broadcast partner today, Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz, saying so long one more time. Your final score, Fayetteville 7, Salem 0. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7:05 on MILB TV and Valley Live.